All right, we got Anton Bousquet on the host code with us. We also should have Andy and Tina Fisher. You got it out there?
Yep, we're here.
Andy and Tina's on the call, as well as Ed Arell.
I'm here.
So we got kind of some of the core leaders on the call, and there's a reason why I wanted to get these three kind of teams on the call, because, again, what we're going to talk about today are some of the kind of core values, core principles. I don't want to call it like the golden rules of SFGE, but kind of like our rule book and what we think, if you do these things, are going to mean victory for you. These are the kind of the most important things, and some of them, again, are like we can spill it. The last 4 weeks, guys, do you realize that we've done a sales training the last four, like how do you do an in-home presentation? How do you make a phone call? How do you answer objections? What products do you write? Like the last 4 weeks we've spent talking about some of the tangible things in the business that if you listen to, you'll go out and you'll get more production, right? But the call today, some of the intangible things, the call today, like none of that stuff matters at all. Doesn't matter your closing ability, doesn't matter your how great you are on the phone, how great you are at product placement. None of that stuff matters if you don't take today's call and make notes on it and apply it, because this is the most important stuff. We have doubled over the past 90 days because of the things we're going to talk about on the call today. And those of you who are on this call that have experienced massive growth, because, again, it wasn't just Brandon and I going out recruiting a bunch of people and building the company. It was you guys applying these principles and growing from it. So if you haven't experienced that growth or you want that growth, take notes today and listen to some of the things we're going to talk about. And I'm going to get input from Ed and from Anton and Eunice and from Andy and Tina today on this as well, because these are guys that kind of, like if I drew all these things on the board, these guys are doing these things. And if you're on those teams, then you can kind of easily recognize somebody that's doing these things. And I think, and these are things, if you're wanting to build a team, these are all things today, the principal things we're going to talk about today that you must do and you must be in order to get more of that on your team. Again, we don't get who we want, we get who we are in this business. So these things are so important if you're wanting to build an agency. Ed, you know, we talked a little bit before the call about these kind of principles, the SFG principles, and you know, any comments on the importance of these things before we get into them?
Man, it's Ed Arell and Direct SFG. I'm the Abuso. Thanks for having me on the call down here in Boca Raton, Florida. You know, you just said it, is that the intangibles are where it's at. The tangibles can be taught easily. I mean, I can think of some great examples of people with natural sales ability not following, and people without natural sales ability following them now tripping over big weeks. I mean, it's not a sprint, it's more of a marathon. And if you're not in good shape, you can't finish. You might. You know, it's funny, everybody can start, right? Everybody starts and can go the mile, but where are you on the 26th mile? You know, yep. Where are you in the 13th mile, like the half marathon? Like it's a major accomplishment to celebrate a half marathon. So the stuff you're going to talk about today is everything, because, again, it is a get-rich-sure, not a get-rich-quick, you know? And if it was a get-rich-quick, we wouldn't need stamina. We wouldn't need to be mentally right. We wouldn't need any of this. It'd be a scam, right? Get-rich-quick. And it's also lose it quick, right? I mean, what's get rich quick, like a lottery or the scale? I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in for that, but this is not that. This is a get rich sure, and everything you're going to talk about today are the mental intangibles to get rich sure. And I've never, and I'm sure you've never, and Brandon and Brian, never seen anybody without these intangibles ever go to, I've never seen one exception to it. So I guess we could speak absolutely, right?
Yep.
There's not even one example they made it to the finish line that didn't have these. So it's everything, and it's also this is what we stand for. I mean, we're a winning team, and we're here to get free of not winning. I mean, a lot of people out there don't win. I mean, there's a lot of people out there not winning in their lives right now, and and we're in an amazing position to put them in a winning opportunity, but it's who you are in the opportunity. And I think what you're going to talk about today is being that person. And here's another thing also is the danger of following somebody who's not wired right. You know, you kind of got to look around them because it might be your buddy, but if you're following the wrong guy who's going off the cliff, you're going off there with them. And that's another thing is this is what our company stands for. This is who we are and what you're going to talk about. And you know, it's also how to get free. I think we're different as an organization because we're not just promoting a sales job. I mean, this is a freedom deal, meaning we're creating a business where we're free of having to always hustle to make a dollar and always have to wake up and perform to eat. I mean, we're way past that, and we're providing that's the opportunity, but you also have to be wired right, thinking right, and doing these things. Otherwise, it doesn't work, right? I mean, I'm very excited about this, and I hope everybody's recording this, taking notes, and kind of using it as guidelines to live by, and also ask your coach, say, hey, how do you think I'm doing in this area? Don't ask yourself. Right? I think that if I ask myself how I'm doing, I mean, what kind of answer is that? But if I say, you know, hey, Casey, how am I doing in this area? It's a much more honest perspective, and then I can grow. So the accountability. So when you hear things on this call, guys, and just as I am, I'm kind of writing this stuff down, and I'm like, how do you guys think I'm doing with this? Am I doing a good job in this area? You think that, well, you're doing okay there, but this is, you got to work on this. Okay, so what do you recommend I do? What should I read? What should I stop doing and start doing more of and stop doing or do less of? So, this is the stuff. The stuff being obviously very generic, but the stuff that all our success is made of. And it's everything. And those of us that have been down the road a little bit, you know, we know it. And it's not just, we're not guessing here, stabbing in the dark. This is everything. Yep. So,
that's it.
Fired up.
And I think you talked about, you know, because if you're in this business right now and you know, the first thing we're going to talk about is listening, and listening a lot, you know, you got to be able to kind of figure out and determine, first of all, who are you going to be listening to? And so if you can take notes on these things that we're going to talk about today, and just if that doesn't describe your upline, then who's up ahead of him? Like, I'm reaching, like, I'm going to go around that guy, because that happens sometimes. You know, somebody gets off track and they don't do these things, and they're on a different track, and you got to ask yourself whose track you want to be on. You want to be on their track and get their results, which I can guarantee what those results are going to be, or do you want to be on the right track? And so you got to find that person, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because you got to find that person ahead of them that's on that track, and hopefully we can get that person steered back on, but, like, you got to be on this track all the time. These are our, like, principled rules of the company and how they work if you want to get absolute success, absolute victory. So, again, the first one is listening. And with these things, I always just think of examples like Andy and Tina Fisher. You know, you guys from day one, everything Brand and I have told you to do, you've done it. Everywhere we told you to be, you guys are there, and you're there together too. But that's a big one, and that's a kind of a filter. All of us. One of the things Dave Anderson taught us at the workshop, one of the things he reinforced was that you got to really kind of determine as a leader, if you're building an organization, who you're going to put your time with and where you're going to put your energy and your resources at, and this is a big one. So, you know, that's what Brian and I are looking for. That's what Andy and Tina are looking for. That's what Anton and Eunice are looking for. That's what Ed's looking for. He's looking for people that will listen. I mean, think about Jack on for a second. Like, guys popping, you know, in 60 days, guy will be popping $1,000, probably to $1,500 easily, conservatively, a week of commission without his own pen. He's been here for 90 days, and he's gotten there by these things we're going to talk about, but the first one is listen. He's listening a lot. Ed, is there anything that Jack bucks you on?
Nothing. Nothing.
And it's not that, again, it's not that he's just like a weak bit. Like, he just approached the business. Now, the one quality I would say that would keep somebody, because I've hired a lot of them, that would keep somebody from doing this is what? What would you guys say?
Actually, ego, I guess.
Ego is a three-letter word that is worse than a lot of four-letter words. It's like, it's one of those things you got to have, and it's, I think in this business you have to have a certain amount of it. It's got to be a healthy ego. You know, you can't be timid, but there's a certain amount of ego that can kind of keep this quality of being coachable and being able to listen off the table. And when that happens, then generally here's what happens. They don't listen. Somebody doesn't listen because of an ego. And then they don't win. They don't get the results they want. And then guess who they blame? They don't take responsibility for any of it. And again, that's an ego thing. Again, going back to pride and ego, like, they won't take responsibility for anything that happens to them. And if something bad happens because they didn't follow the system, then they point at their upline and they say, it's your fault. Or they point the company, it's your fault. It's you guys' fault. No, you didn't listen to me. That's the problem.
Well, ego, that's kind of crazy. I always think if somebody's telling you what they're going to do or what they're doing, them telling you and them not knowing anything, it still blows my mind that like collectively we've got 70 years in the industry, right? But you got somebody that just got licensed a couple of months back, and he or she is telling you, hey, here's what I think is a better idea. You're like 2 months old, like a baby. It's like a toddler telling me, no, I know the stove's red when it lights up, or they can't even talk. No, and they argue. It's like, you're a baby. You have, and that's ego, right? Where you think you're something you're not. You're a little tiny baby embryo. You're not even that. You're like a little teeny. I mean, not to make you feel bad, but get humble about it. Is that you? And Jack, you referenced Jack. Jack has that in perspective, is that he knows that why would he want to figure out the way to get there when he could just follow? Because we've been way down that road, way down. We know exactly what's coming up. Why would he like say, no, I'm taking a right, and lose a year on a detour in the woods? And usually when you get in the woods, you don't get back. You know, we call the phone team, like if you get off the reservation, you start talking off script, and you start, the person starts asking you questions, you're never going to get that appointment. Well, same thing in this business is you get your ego takes you off track because you actually think you know what you're doing, which is crazy. And here's a good test. Like, if you know what you're doing, tell me your cash flow the last 60 days, and I'll show you mine or whoever's I'm following, and let's compare it. And whoever's is greater, let's follow the guy making money. So getting back to following people, if you have an upline and an up-upline and up-up-upline, and you want the best coaching, it's always like, let's just compare, and not to be arrogant, just realistic about it. Let's look at results, and at the end of the day, it's all about money, right? That's the result. I'll show you my check, you show me your check, and whose check do you want, and then pick that person. That makes sense? Why would you ever follow somebody who doesn't know how to make money in the business? When is that ever a good idea? Because they're your buddy? Tell it to your wife when you guys can't eat. It's like, I get so passionate about it because it's so stupid, ego, and it's so... you're getting me crazier.
How much does it cost you? What that question we used to ask, how much that ego costing you?
Oh, man, crazy.
Because it'll lose you money quicker than it'll make you money. I promise you that. It's kind of like, I'm looking at my caller ID right now, and we're 30 minutes into a conference call, and... you know, we got people calling in, again, not listening. They're not on the conference. They're not plugging in. They're not listening. But then in the same breath, they're saying they're probably calling because they want a $1 lead credit or something like that. Like, hey, you gave me a 1A lead, and they said they didn't want it. I wanted, like, what result do you want? You want to follow the guy that's calling the office right now while we're on a conference call? While we're trying to pour out like the most important things in the business, or you want to follow the people that are on the calls that are making the money? One or the other. Kind of funny how that works, ain't it, Anton?
Yes, it is, Casey. Listening to you on that stuff, you know, which first off, by the way, thank you for asking me on the call. My name is Anton Bousquet, and we are direct to Asymmetry Financial Group as well. And I just, you know, we've been in the business long enough to know how to do this, but we're not looking for people to come in and try to reinvent the wheel, because the wheel works very well here. You know, and that includes, you know, some of the things you guys are talking about is, you know, we have the tools in place. Some of the things that Dave Anderson talked about, which, you know, I'm going to probably go over some of that stuff, but, you know, if you weren't there, you missed out. And, you know, even saying a little bit of the stuff we'll say isn't even close to what we learned there. But, you know, some of the things that that Dave Anderson talked about was you know, having the right tools for your people. The support system is there. Like, we know how to do this thing, and we know how to get results. That, I mean, this is a results-driven type of business. You know, we run on what we call meritocracy, where what you get is based on the merits and the performance and the results that you get. You get more of mentorship and leadership when there's that meritocracy in place, rather than you know, that kind of mentality we talk about where it's my right. You know, when people start talking about it's my right, the reason why they say that is because they haven't done anything to earn it, and so they're looking for another way to get something. And so when people start saying that sort of thing, that's not what we're looking for. You know, I mean, I think about some of the guys on my team. I think of Paul Kay. You know, this is his first month in the field, and he's written over $12,000 in production his first month. And one of the things that he said to me, and I was so glad to hear it from him, because I didn't ask him for this, but he said, look, man, he goes, I want you to tell me. He goes, I don't want you to think that you're going to hurt my feelings. I don't want you to think that it's not something that I need to hear. He goes, if I need to hear it, say it like it is. I've got tough skin, and he goes, I want to know how to do what you do, and I'm willing to listen. And I'll never forget the first time. The very first night that he went in the field, first night, he was on his way to an appointment, and he calls me, and he says, hey, I'm on my way to my first appointment. Is there anything that you suggest that I should say or do in the home to get some better results? So I went over a couple of things with him, and my goodness, his first five appointments, he wrote on five of his straight appointments. In fact, he told me one day, he says, man, because I almost wish that someone would tell me no, he says, because I'm just getting used to this. And he goes, probably the first day that happens, I'm going to go into my truck and start crying because I don't know how to take that, you know. And he said to me, I mean, after his first appointment, he says, dude, I wrote this much. And he goes, I listened to what you said, and I did exactly what you said to do, and I end up, you know, his first night in the field writing like $4,000 in production. So, you know, that's what's not that, you know, we don't say listen a lot because we think so much of ourselves. That's not what it is. You know, someone who wants, like, for example, I think about, like someone who's an expert in their field. I think about, like, someone like a Donald Trump in real estate. I mean, if I wanted to get involved in real estate, here's a guy who's had success. He knows what he's doing. Why am I going to question him? I want to know what he's doing, how he's doing it, because the way things work is if you duplicate something, you're going to get the same result. So if I can duplicate with someone who knows what they're doing in an industry that I'm trying to get into, and I can duplicate that, the rule is that I'm going to get those same results. And so that's why it's so important. That's what's going to guarantee winning, is one of those things is listening or not. It's so, so critical to follow what people are doing who are getting results so that you can get those same results. And, you know, we're not in the business of making people happy. We're in the business of making people better. If we can make people better and you get happy because you get better, then we're glad. But if that doesn't make you happy, then we're in business with the wrong people. We need to weed them out. So that's why we say listening a lot is so critical. And you know, we want people to be successful coming here.
I like that, man. So I think another point under listening a lot is reaching out for it, reaching out for that counsel, just like you talked about with Paul, you know. He's using your hindsight as his foresight, and I think that's something that I've always done, and I still do it. You know, we consider Brian Pope, I mean, he's a business partner, but we consider him our mentor. He's made a heck of a lot more money in this business in a heck of a lot shorter of a time than I have. So why wouldn't I listen to him? Why wouldn't I reach out to him and ask him questions? I call Brian anytime I'm getting ready to do something that I haven't done before. And I think that's one of the kind of cardinal rules in this business for us, and it kind of applies under listen a lot if you're making notes. Let's make this one of them. Never do anything for the first time without checking with your growing upline first. and again, growing up line, if they're doing the things we're talking about today, then that's who you're talking to. If they're not, then you need to find somebody who is above them. But never do anything for the first time. I check on financial decisions. You know, anytime I do, I lease a car, do I buy a car, do I own it? What do I do? Like, not just like business decisions, even personal decisions, because a lot of personal decisions, especially when it comes to finances, can affect my business decisions. So it's not that, and even no-brainer stuff sometimes, like stuff that. It's not so much that I don't know what I should do, it's just I'm confirming, I'm just checking to make sure, because the last thing I want to do is step into a landmine, you know, something that's going to cost me a lot of money or a lot of time or a lot of energy that somebody could have just, if I just put my ego in my back pocket and forget what I've done in the past and just submit to somebody that's done something before me and done something a little bit more, then he could probably save me a lot of time and a lot of money. And so that's what I do. And that's what, if you look at the guys that get results, they're very careful about where they step at. Anytime they do anything for the first time, they put a phone call. Anton, you do it. Ed, you do it. Andy and Tina, you guys do it. Like, you're always asking first. And so I think that's a big one. Make that a sub point under listen a lot. Never do anything for the first time without checking up first, up to your upline. What do you think I should do in this situation? And don't just do it because you think it'll get you brownie points, because it's not about points, it's about results. And so do it for the results and what you're getting from it, because I've had people do that before just because we said, like, don't do anything without checking first. And so they call you, hey, I'm getting ready to do this, what do you think? And you tell them something, Ed, and then they just don't do it. It's not just hearing, it's listening. That's why we didn't say hear a lot. We said listen a lot. Actually apply what you're listening to, I think is huge. So the second one, guys, is working. This sounds like an easy one, but guys, if you go out and hire 10 or 12 people this month, there'll be about 4 or 5 of them that just can't even get this one down. They just won't work. But it's pretty simple. And to me, working has a lot to do with listening too, meaning like I'm working right now. Ed, you're working right now. We're on the call, but this is some of the most important work that we do. So working doesn't just mean making phone calls, setting appointments, interviewing people, building your agency. Working, to me, means working on yourself more than you're working on your business. So what are you working on? Because that's something that I look at and I take very seriously with our agents. And again, you line up the top people in the company and they work on themselves. And that's why we had the top 30 people in the company at Dave Anderson, because they believe and they understand that your business and your bank account don't get better until you get better. And so they're constantly working on themselves. Any thoughts on that, guys?
Yeah, Casey?
Yep.
Yeah, that just real quick on that, because there's sure some others here want to really talk about that. But you know, here's a good example. You know, when I talked to you and you met Sean Taylor there, also at the Dave Anderson thing. I mean, Sean just started with us. He hasn't even gone out on his first appointment yet. But when he came to visit in my office, he wanted to know what do I need to do. And I gave him a couple of things to do. I said, look, I need you to really take reading seriously. I want you to start really, really reading the right things. I gave him some stuff to read. Later that day, he's texting me because he's in a bookstore. He's like, "What? Which book was that? Because I got this one, and I need to get this other one." You know, and then I told him about Dave Anderson. I said, you know, you want to jumpstart your business quick. You want to make sure that you're getting started on the right foot, and Dave Anderson is going to help you with that. You know, not only did he sign up for it immediately, but like that night or a night later, he's emailing me because we didn't even have the hotel arrangements yet. We knew we were having Dave Anderson. We knew what days it was going to be, all that stuff. But we didn't have the hotel yet. And he's like, where's the hotel going to be? Because I want to book the hotel. You know, it's like he's doing stuff. He's working smart. That's another thing, too. It's not just work. I mean, you know, you want to do the right things. And again, you know, I think you tie that in a lot with listen a lot. You work smart. you know, you do the right things, and you do, and you work that, you work smart.
Yep.
And then that's when you start getting results, because you're listening a lot, so you're doing what needs to be done, and that continuous work, and like you said, it's consistent activity. If anyone's on the call taking notes, you got to write that down. It's consistent
yep.
activity. It's not a flash in the pan, and then a week or two you sit on your butt, and then 3 weeks later you pick back up, and it's another flash in the pan. It's that emotional stability. It's never better than it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems. You got to develop emotional stability and have consistent activity week in, week out. We know how many appointments we need week in, week out. We know how many show the plans that we need to grow our business and leverage ourselves. We know those numbers. So it's important for us to have that emotional stability and have that consistent activity and working smart. There's just that's just an example.
That's it. Number three, guys, taking notes, working and getting results. That's a big one. And results for me, and I think what we're looking for in results is production, is distribution, again, because that's our, I mean, fundamentally kind of our, you know, on paper, like, we are, the value we add to the industry and to the insurance companies that we're writing business through is we are a distribution channel. So our core result, our job, needs to be increased distribution as a company. But it's not always what I'm looking for. So I'm looking for somebody that works and gets results. Works, the first thing. We just talked about that. And they're, you know, usually, generally we see that on a weekly basis. Like, there's a report that you're filling out, and there's some accountability there, but they're getting results on top of that. It's not just numbers, though. I'm looking for change. To me, that's the biggest and best result we can get as a company, because that's going to dictate future growth. Change is the catalyst for growth, not more work on our activity sheets. It's change. So that's a big thing I'm looking for. Like Anton or Andy and Tina or whoever, they're reaching out, they're working, they're getting more results. But the results they're getting are they're changing. Like, the way they talk is different. Like, their attitude is different. And their numbers are different as well. But change happens first, then results kind of follow. The numbers kind of follow. I will say that if people are telling you that they're working, I've learned this, that if people are telling you that they're working and you're not seeing results, which are either change or actual production, then you got a couple different scenarios on your hand. Either they're just lying to you, and they're not the type people that can work and get results, or they're just not the type person you're looking for. It's one or the other. But that's a big one for me, because it is easy to, and just talking about production, it is easy to work and not get results, even though you look back at your week and you feel like you worked 40 hours. A good book I would recommend, a good read, would be Eat That Frog. You know, putting your time and investing your time in the things that are going to be the biggest return, like personal production, obviously comes to mind. Are you hitting your $5,000 of production a week, you know, to get the cash flow? That's a good $100 an hour activity. We also have something with this company that not many other companies have, which is the ability to make $1,000 an hour or more building a business. And so are you putting your time doing the valuable things? Are you putting your time into developing yourself and listening to your upline? Or are you putting your time into, you know, organizing your filing cabinet and getting, you know, our old mentor used to say, you can't do $8 an hour work and get $100 an hour results. It just don't happen. So, you know, if you're working with somebody and you're building a business and they say, you know, I'm working, but I'm just, you know, the results aren't there. Again, they're either lying to you or they are working. They're just working on the wrong things. Any thoughts on that before I move on to the next one? All right, number four, stay plugged in even after results. This is a big one. somebody that stays plugged in even after they get results. This is one of the biggest kind of principles, I guess you could say, that we get that happen in this company, because we do have a company that it is fairly simple to go out and generate $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 on a monthly basis fairly quickly. I mean, how easy would it be for somebody, you know, like a Jack Hahn that has already in 90 days figured out how to generate, you know, a $50,000 a year passive to kind of stop listening to what God, and that's the tendency in business and in life is to get away from the things that are working because they're maybe a little bit more inconvenient. But Ed, what happens generally when somebody gets results like that is what follows results with SFG is promotion, right? Like they start hearing their names on the conference calls more.
Recognition, right?
Like we're recognizing you, and it feels good. And I've been there, guys. You know, get that recognition, and next thing I know, the phone script's laying on the floor. I'm not plugging into my upline. I'm not asking them anything. I'm just like a little island trying to do this thing on my own because I feel like I've got it, and you know, I get off track. And it's a tendency that all of us are going to have to fight, but this is who we're going to build our business with, is people that are willing to put the ego in their back pocket, stay plugged in after they get recognition from their results, because you will get results with the company if you do the other things. But now number four comes, and we're telling you, you got to stay plugged in after you get results. This is a big one. You get comfortable. Another thing that happens, it may not be so much of an ego thing. It may just be, living in the world of mediocrity. You kind of get comfortable with a certain level of income. You know, you get comfortable with just getting by, maybe. You know, like I'm finally, before I came to SFG, I couldn't even pay my bills. Now I'm paying my bills, and it feels good. Guys, especially if you're building a business, you got to get out of the way. Because the people that you sat in front of and showed the plan to and told them, this is what we have to offer, if you don't get out of the way, you're holding them back. You got to show them that way, and so you got to get out of your own way, and you got to move so that they can, like, you got to get to 100 before they're going to get to 50. Now, there are certain situations where that's not the case, meaning you may just be a knot on a log, and that person just passes you anyways because they're plugging into the guy that's doing everything. But, you know, don't get comfortable with that just getting by mediocrity kind of attitude, because there's a lot more on the table with not a whole lot more work, especially when you've gotten to the point where you're getting the results. Now it's like, let's ride the momentum a little bit. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, keep out the confusion. That's a big one. You can eliminate some of the things that don't really matter in business. I call it drama a lot. That's what the guys in the business that do very well kind of keep out that drama, and they're focused on results, and they can kind of, because especially when you're building an agency, Ed, don't you feel like there's a lot of things that can kind of take your attention, and a lot of drama and kind of clutter that can get in there and keep you from you know, riding a plan. Does that make sense?
That's why you got to be reading. I mean, I read in a book once. It's a good book, Harv Eker, Seeking the Millionaire Mind. Yep. Says if you're a level four problem and you got a level four or five problem, you know, it's devastating. But if you're a level nine person and you got a four come up, it's nothing. So you meet these people that always have all this drama in their lives. It's not because the person next to them not going through the same thing, but it's because where they're standing. And that's where, does that make sense? Like where you're, like if you're reading and you're doing all these intangibles, working on yourself, you're associating, you're focused on the right things, not the wrong things, then what is a problem to everybody else is nothing to you. Because I'll tell you this, you can't be a leader if you can't lead and handle your own life. And then the worst thing is, like if you're just going to be a mess and not read, not do all these things. It's kind of, I guess it's not okay, but it is okay if it's just you. If it's just me and I'm a producer, I'm not screwing up anybody else's life but my own. It's okay. But when you hire your first person, you hire more than that, and it's like when you get into leadership and you got other people following you, then it becomes a crime, right? Because now it's no longer victimless. It's now there's victims following the wrong guy or gal. And then you're taking people down. Now, we're hoping that they're smart enough to look around your big butt, so to speak, butt being a metaphor, right? Kind of looking around you in line saying, hey, the pack's going this way, dude. Why are you going that way? Don't worry about it. I know what I'm doing. It's like, hopefully you're smart enough that if you're following somebody that's not in sync with what we talk about, you recognize it. I guess if you don't, shame on you. But I just looked at a leader saying, you know, look what you're doing to your people by not reading, by not going to every event, by not going to every meeting early and staying late, by not counseling like crazy, by not being accountable, by not doing all these things. You get all these victims around you. And that, to me, is a biggest shame. It's kind of like, you know, you say, wow, that's so sad, and you quickly try to save lives there. But does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense.
You give up the right to be a non-winner the day you hire your first person, and if you're not willing to give up that privilege of being a L word, then don't ever think about permanent income and leadership. Just be what you are.
Yep.
Until you wanted something different bad enough, then change. Because you said a change is growth, not working hard. People think that more work is growth. No, the only way to grow is change.
Yep.
And I love what Dave Anderson said, and thinking about it. He said, being a team player, loyalty is growth. I thought that was the coolest thing. He said that loyalty is not just hanging around from the beginning and just being there. Loyalty to the team, and this is a team, right? It's not a family in the sense of family is entitlement, right? Team's about winning. You know, this is a team, and loyalty to the team is not just, you know, saying, hey, I'm on your team. It's not just, it's actually growing. So I look at who's loyal are the people that are growing. And if you're not growing, you're disloyal. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Dave, we owe it to you guys to grow.
20 minutes, it seemed like.
What's that?
Dave hit on that for about 20 minutes.
That was and the consistency or inconsistency where they both take you. That's pretty cool stuff.
That was huge.
Casey, this is Andy. Hey, guys, this is Andy Fisher, direct SFG. Just wanted to pipe in there. We look at, and it goes back to ego, too. I mean, the more success you have, the more you should be looking up and the more you should be listening. I wouldn't, you know, why would I want to follow Brandon and Casey if they just decided, yeah, we're going to stop growing now. You know, we're going to stop improving ourselves. They're going to stop improving. I'm not going to want to follow them anymore, but they're going to keep growing, and the more I can look to their leadership, the more I can, and we talked about this too, not just listen, but ask.
Yep.
Ask, what do I do next? What can I do better? How can I do it before I do it? I don't need to blaze a trail to impress them. I just need to do what they tell me to do and ask them a lot of questions, and that will impress them because then I'll be getting results. And that's really what it's about. And then when you get the recognition, you know what? Get out there and have success, and then you can talk about, again, this goes back to the complaint, you know, don't call me and complain for 5 minutes about your day and about your morning and the things that went wrong. Guess what? I got that too. You know, someday when you get that success, then you can get up on stage and talk about what you had to overcome, and then I'll be impressed. But don't tell me about the car accident because I don't do auto insurance. You know, don't tell me about what's going on in your personal life. I'm not a doctor. What I can help you is I can help you have that success so that you can pay for a lot of these things and overcome a lot of these things. And, you know, you need to ask and look up. You know, always looking up, always following butts. And I would expect, you know, Brandon, Casey, Ed, Brian Pope, you know, multimillionaire, still spends how much money per month on self-improvement to get himself better.
Always invest in himself, yep.
That's the type of people that you want to follow, and that's what makes this business, you know, second to none.
Here's another trait. of a winner with our company. Here's what another and this one's big. Handle all the negative that comes with growth, and it's handle all the problems that happen, especially when you're growing. Seems like there's more fires to put out. There's more negative things that happen. It's like it just happens, but your ability to handle that stuff, and notice I'm not saying to keep it away. You can't. It's impossible to keep it out. You just have to learn to handle it. And we can apply it to just a personal production level. Like somebody that goes out and does 10 grand to me, not impressive. The guy that goes out and does 10 grand and then falls on his face and does nothing for a week and then comes back and listens and coaches and goes out and changes and then goes out and hits 5 grand the following week, that fires me up so more than somebody popping 15 grand in a week. Like, I love that resolve. I love people getting through that kind of that problem, putting their head down and just tackling that brick wall, because that's really that's kind of the secret to this business, is just stick with it. Don't quit. Handle those negative things. They're going to happen. And just move them aside and keep going. And guess what? You get ready for the next one, because it's coming. Like, don't just think because you hurdled that brick wall that it's like smooth sailing. Like, prepare yourself for the next one. Don't expect it, you know, because you don't want to bring it on. But, like, I'm not thinking negatively to bring it. Like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen today. But, like, I know in the back of my head I can handle it. I've made reference points in my head because I've tackled problems and I've got through them. We talked about that a month ago, guys, and what it does for your self-image when you eat a problem and you handle it. It's amazing what it does. Your head is like a big filing cabinet. And I want everybody to get to the point where they understand this and they can actually put this into action, but embrace the toughness. Eat that stuff, and what happens is the next time you run into the problem, and it's going to happen, the next brick wall you run into, your brain kind of goes through your filing cabinet and says, what did Casey do last time he got here? Oh, I remember. He put his head down and he ran through the wall. What did Andy Fisher do last time? Like, your head is telling you that, and what kind of reference points are you giving it? What kind of files do you have in your head? Is every reference point you've ever had just when you hit a brick wall that you gave up? Because that's all your brain's got to work with. Like, Casey, this is your, like, last time you hit a brick wall, you stopped and you blamed it on your upline and you went and worked somewhere else. And then you kind of did the same thing there too, and then you blamed it on that guy, and then you left again, and then you went there. Like, that's all your brain's got, is that you quit and that you didn't handle it. I'm saying you got to learn to handle it, and that's one of the oldest tricks in the book, is just the guys in the business that have. I remember one of my old mentors used to say, like, I'm nobody. Like, the only way I got here is because everybody else quit and I didn't. That's why I'm at where I'm at. It's like, and we talk about getting expert hours in. The 10,000 hour rule says that you have to have 10,000 hours logged in this business to get expert kind of results. And fortunately, I think it's a lot speedier here. But it's gonna take you going through some negative things and learning how to handle those and move on. These things, I think, guys, I know we're running over, but I think these six things we talked about today, here's why they're so important. Here's why we're going to grow if you understand them and you follow these principled things, especially if you're building. But on a personal production level, if you do these things, it means you're listening and you're staying plugged in, and it's going to save you money. And it's going to create that motivation, that internal kind of fire that we all need to get out there and go ride our production every week. So if you're saying, you know, I don't feel like I'm a leader, I don't want to be like, I just want to go out and personally produce, these things still look the same for our top producers. They do these things. But for the 95% of you on this call that don't want to spend the rest of their life you know, don't want to be 80-year-old walking up to somebody's home with a walker and a cane trying to sell them insurance. Those of you who want to build a business, these things are crucial because the people you're bringing into your business are looking to you, and you have to ask yourself, do I want a team of people who do these things, who listen a lot, who work, who get results from their work, who stay plugged in after I say their name on a conference call, on my team conference call? You know, this, I want a team of guys that can eliminate this confusion that happens in the business and all this clutter and all this drama and all these little things. I want somebody that can keep that away. And I want somebody that ain't calling me and I got to talk them into walking, you know, from jumping off the bridge every week. Like, I want a team full of people that does that. Then we got to get focused on these core values that all of us need to kind of have in order for our teams to look like that when we're building. So if you got a big ego and you're not listening, guess what your team's going to do? No, they're going to follow me. No, they're not. They're not going to follow you. They're going to follow themselves because you're attracting people like that to the business. That's one of the biggest ones, I think, listening, guys, because if your team sees you listening and plugging in and showing up and being at the meetings, then your team will do that as well, and they're doing that within the system that we know creates results, the SFG system. It creates results. And so you need a team of people doing that as well. And so just take these things to heart and understand that this is how, if this is how you want your team to look, this is how you've got to run it. Any wrap-up comments from the panel?
Casey, go ahead. Real quick, just want to go on your point about quitting. To me, there would be no bigger embarrassment, no bigger shame than to know that we have a company that not only is, you know, it's, we sell insurance because it's a trillion-dollar industry. We're in a position where, you know, we're just kicking butt right now in our growth and in the insurance industry. We're coming into a time out of a recession that there's not a better time really to start a business, and we have phenomenal leadership. And if you quit this because of ego, because you don't plug in, because you don't get to conference, because you don't listen, because you don't associate and read books, there's no bigger failure to me, embarrassment, if you quit this business because you didn't give it the effort. That to me would be the ultimate shame. Know that I blew it. You know, that I went out and had one bad week of production, or I had a charge back, or I called, you know, three of my leads didn't answer their phone, and I quit. Yep. To me, that's just the ultimate in failure. And you know, really, we're looking for the people who won't quit and will make it happen and will follow the proven results.
I agree with that.
So thank you, guys.
Okay, so maybe another thing on ego or communication, it's like the spirit I hear and I adhere to and we adhere to is, you know, we're chasing our mentor, which is kind of a humility, right? Versus the ego of you come to me, like the person not getting it thinks it's the upline's responsibility to communicate and reach down and always ask them, how can I help, how can I help? When that doesn't work, it's the downline saying, what do I got to do to meet with you? Even if it's, you know, fly out to, like you said, look, we're meeting in California, Brian. I'm like, would I say, hey, Brian, I want you to fly into my office. No, I go out way out of my way to get a minute of his business, of his time.
Yep.
He follows it because that's the proper perspective. The ego perspective is you come to me. When can you come to my office? When can you come to me and talk to me? Well, it doesn't work that. I mean, it's like, we got to get that whole spirit because it doesn't work, and that's why we don't do it. We're not doing it to be jerks.
And again, I love when you talk about stuff like this because there's some people on the call that go, yeah, but you guys don't do it. Like, you guys are up there. You guys, when we talk to Ed, and we go way back, Ed, 7-8 years, right? You've had massive success. You've done the millions of dollars in the industry in this particular field, like in the mortgage protection, you know, area. And when you first talked to us, you said, you know, we said we're going to be here in Asheville, North Carolina. We got to pull together the leaders, and you said, "Dude, I'm there. Like, whatever I got to do to get there, I'm there." Like, you didn't say, here's the success I've had. Why don't you fly down and meet me? It was inconvenient for you to get on a plane with literally like 72 hours notice and be up here, but you did it. Anton Bousquet, right after Dave Anderson, you give me a call and you say, hey, man, I just want to fly up there. I want to sit down with you, and I want to spend the day with you. Can I do that? When can I do it? You know, again, these guys, I think, again, you kind of attract what you are, and so if you do happen to attract somebody that's not like that, then you can pinpoint them real quick and get them out of the business, or at least put them in the duck pond and let them just.
I think of Roger.
Yep.
Roger recruited his son, or just yesterday said, "Hey, my son, you know, he's excited about this." I'm like, "Is he really serious? He's serious. We're going to do, you know, Roger's flying in tomorrow." I'm like, "Why don't you have him fly in and spend a couple of days with us, and we'll just get him fast start." You see, the masses would say, "Oh, that's short notice." And Roger's like, "You know, let me call you back." He's like, "It's done. He's coming in." And what an amazing jump start. Like, I'm not going to fly, or Jack's not going to fly up to where Scott is in Virginia and pander to him. It doesn't work. It never works. It doesn't work, and it doesn't tell us anything about Scott. But Scott says, I'm serious enough to come down. And it's also a humble attitude. I mean, look at the ego. I'm good, Brandon. Yep. Casey. So I want you to fly to South Florida and sell me. Sell me on this.
Yep.
I would never make it, right? Because I'd have that stupid attitude the whole time going forward. What are you going to do for me versus what can I do to serve the team? Well, tell me about the leads you're going to give me. Tell me about the contract you're going to give me. Tell me about the carriers. I want everything issued. I want this. I want that. I want. Imagine trying to hire people like that, because you just said it, is that we are. So if that was the attitude, then everybody, imagine trying to build a business that way, where everybody's got their hand out for you. You know, come to me. Give me this. Like, what a great business model. That's the death of your business, when the life of it is us all bringing each other up and edifying upline and following each other. That's how we get massive, and we get all the riches, and we get the freedom, not by being these egotistical, selfish, self-centered, you know, handout mentality. Does that make sense?
You don't get until you give.
Yep.
You've got to give these things first that we're talking about. You've got to do those. You've got to give those to get. It's not that you just wait until you get it and then you start doing them, like we said earlier. It doesn't work like that. Like, I'm just going to get some results first and then I'll start plugging out and start doing all this stuff. It doesn't happen like that. You don't get until you give. It's called sacrifice. That's amazing how it works. Pretty cool.
Hey, Casey.
Yep.
Just last thing for me as well. You know, the title of this conference call is How to Win with Symmetry Financial Group. You know, and I always like to relate what we do with sports, because I like sports. You know, and I think about people who want to win. They're willing to in order to do what it takes. First off, you got to join a winning team. That's the first thing. And I don't think there's no denying that Symmetry Financial, we win here. We get results. But at the same token, if you join a winning team, you got to be willing to be accountable to that team, and you've got to be willing to bring results yourself and be considered to be a valuable asset to that team, because if that doesn't happen, then you're no longer part of the team, because we're not going to bring our standards down to someone who's not winning. So I think we need to relate that with what we do. You know, we're looking for the right people. You know, if you want to win, we have a winning culture. We've got a winning duplicatable system and a winning way of running our business. But what do you bring to the table? And all the things that we talked about today, are you willing to be held accountable to that, or are you not? Because, I mean, if you're not, that's okay too, but you're just not part of the team, because we're not going to reduce our standards to someone who's not going to want to get results and win here.
Exactly.
You know,
we're not going to drop
good
standards.
That's it.
That's it, guys. Hey, really appreciate Anton, Ed Arell, and Andy and Tina Fisher. Thank you guys for being on the call today and helping out. Hope you guys got something from the things we went over today. As I said, this is probably one of the most important topics we could talk about, and we're going to talk more about it, some of the intangibles that mean everything in the business. So hope you got some out of it.